What if the most powerful PR strategy didn't cost a single dollar in advertising? When 33 Chilean miners emerged from 69 days underground in 2010, viewers worldwide noticed something unexpected. Every single miner wore Oakley sunglasses. This simple act of providing rescue glasses generated an estimated $41 million in media exposure. Around the same time, Rick Perry announced his presidential candidacy from South Carolina during Iowa's Ames Straw Poll, appearing in over 8,000 news stories without ever stepping foot in Iowa. These moments weren't lucky accidents. They were masterful examples of newsjacking, the art of inserting yourself into breaking news to capture massive media attention. In our hyper-connected world, where news breaks every second and journalists scramble to fill the why behind every headline, understanding how to ride these waves has become essential for anyone seeking visibility. The old playbook is obsolete. Companies once crafted careful press releases and waited patiently for coverage. That methodical approach has been obliterated by the 24/7 news cycle. Today's media environment moves at lightning speed, creating unprecedented opportunity for those quick enough to act. Newsjacking, injecting your ideas into breaking stories to generate coverage, has transformed from an occasional tactic into a systematic discipline anyone can master. Consider Wynn Resorts' response to Paris Hilton's 2010 cocaine arrest. By simply announcing they had barred Hilton from their properties, this tangential angle appeared in 5,286 news stories. Cost? Nothing. Publicity value? Millions. This approach works regardless of size. Global corporations and tiny startups operate on equal footing when speed matters more than budget. The technique's power stems from modern journalism's reality. Budget-gutted newsrooms leave journalists desperately hunting for fresh angles under crushing deadlines. When news breaks, reporters immediately scan online sources for keywords. Provide valuable perspective in real time, and you'll likely land in their coverage. Even if you never newsjack yourself, understanding this technique is crucial defensive knowledge. Someone might use it against you. Journalists face a consistent challenge. The first paragraph writes itself with basic facts: who, what, when, where. But the second paragraph, explaining why and what it means, requires deeper insight they often lack under deadline pressure. This creates your opportunity. The London Fire Brigade capitalized on this after Kate Winslet rescued Richard Branson's mother from his Necker Island fire in 2011. Within hours, the LFB posted an offer for Winslet to receive honorary firefighter training. This clever angle generated worldwide coverage, spreading fire safety messages far beyond any traditional campaign's reach. When the FCC discussed bill shock regulations, Jeff Barak of Amdocs immediately published a blog arguing phone companies already had incentives to prevent customer billing surprises. Journalists found it through Google Alerts, resulting in industry coverage and lasting reporter relationships. The formula is simple. Recognize breaking news relevant to your expertise, craft a meaningful angle, and publish it online within the first critical reporting hours. Journalists desperately searching for context will find you. No massive budget or insider connections required, just speed and insight. Successful newsjacking requires comprehensive monitoring. Identify all voices covering your business: trade journals, analysts, forums, bloggers. Use search engines with industry keywords and monitor through RSS feeds like Feedly for immediate response capability. Create search terms covering industry language, competitors, customers, and products. Set up Google Alerts and refine using Boolean operators. Twitter is indispensable for breaking news and reaching media instantly. Follow key sources and monitor terms using TweetDeck or Hootsuite. Twitter hashtags create vital focal points connecting newsjackers with journalists. Despite systematic monitoring, serendipity plays a crucial role. Many successful examples stem from inspired improvisation. Cultivate this by scanning Google News daily, reading newspapers critically, exploring unfamiliar places, and engaging strangers at conferences. The critical skill is recognizing opportunity and acting fast. Tailor monitoring to your industry. Financial services track regulatory changes. Consumer brands follow cultural trends and celebrity news. Combine systematic monitoring with real-time awareness to catch opportunities others miss. Newsjacking delivers tangible business results when executed properly. When Eloquist CEO Joe Payne learned competitor Market2Lead was being acquired by Oracle, he immediately posted "Oracle joins the party" on his blog. Rather than criticizing competitors, he took a statesmanlike approach, discussing what the acquisition meant for the industry. By posting quickly, nearly every news story quoted Payne's blog as if they had interviewed him directly, appearing in Bloomberg Businessweek, InfoWorld, and numerous other publications. Eloqua also contacted Market2Lead clients, alerting them to Payne's insights. Within 2 weeks, they closed deals worth nearly $1 million in new business directly attributable to this single blog post. The content continues generating value years later, as anyone researching the transaction finds Eloqua prominently featured in search results. This demonstrates newsjacking's revenue impact when combining speed, relevance, professionalism, strategic follow-up, and long-term value. The ROI potential is remarkable. With a single hour's work, many practitioners generate more media attention than a whole year's return on a substantial PR budget. Successful newsjacking requires readiness to act within hours, creating risk when balancing speed with appropriate tone. 4 essential rules guide ethical newsjacking. Be dignified and statesmanlike. Be upbeat and positive, never mean. Write articulate text without jargon, and don't exploit human suffering. Kenneth Cole learned this harshly when he inserted his footwear brand into the 2011 Egyptian Revolution. Millions are in uproar in hashtag Cairo. Rumor is they heard our new spring collection is now available online. The backlash was immediate and devastating. American Apparel similarly faced condemnation for offering a Sandy sale for people bored during the storm after Hurricane Sandy devastated the East Coast. By contrast, Duracell earned praise by deploying mobile charging stations in affected areas, providing genuine help while gaining positive exposure. The key to ethical newsjacking is adding genuine value to the conversation rather than exploiting it. Before publishing, ask yourself how your content might appear if scrutinized years later. Would you be proud to have it associated with your brand, or might it haunt you? Newsjacking creates a permanent digital record. The most dangerous attempts involve tragedies and disasters. While these events generate massive coverage, capitalizing on human suffering almost always backfires spectacularly. Newsjacking demands a fundamental shift from traditional, multi-layered approval processes to real-time responsiveness. Speed now trumps perfection. A timely, good response outperforms a belated, perfect one. This requires developing real-time content creation skills, data monitoring capabilities, and organizational agility that empowers employees to spot opportunities with clear escalation protocols. The rewards are substantial: disproportionate visibility, thought leadership positioning, and stronger media relationships. The playing field has leveled. Organizations of any size can compete effectively for media attention without massive budgets or established connections. You need only preparation, speed, and insight. As news cycles accelerate, the gap between real-time communicators and traditional organizations will widen. The question isn't whether you'll adapt, but whether you'll adapt before your competitors do. In a world where attention is the ultimate currency, your ability to recognize and seize fleeting moments might be the difference between obscurity and omnipresence.